This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move further along in the Psalter with Psalms 53 through 55. The fool says, "There is no God. The Lord upholds my life. My heart is in anguish, but it is you." And cast your burden on the Lord. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your 15-minute daily verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you, because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there is quarreling among you, my brothers. What I mean is that each one of you says, I follow Paul, or I follow Apollos, or I follow Cephas, or I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you, except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one may say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Corinthian church was a mess. Sexual immorality, lawsuits between members, abuse of God's gifts, misunderstandings on the resurrection. St. Paul details it all in his letters. And if that wasn't bad enough, there were great divisions. I follow Paul, said some. I follow Apollos, said others. I follow Cephas, still others. And all of these controversies threaten the very unity of the church. But Paul cuts through the noise with this very pointed question. Is Christ divided? Of course, the Corinthians knew the answer as much as you and I know the answer. Christ is not divided. He is one Lord and Savior who makes us into one church. And so Paul calls the Corinthians, he calls us, back to the foundation of our unity, back to the foundation of our faith, the cross of Jesus Christ. Today, as we reflect upon this text, we are reminded again and again, we have one Lord, one Savior, one church. Paul begins our text by reminding the Corinthians of the grace they have received in their one Lord and Savior. He reminds them that in every way they have been enriched. In every way they have been blessed with knowledge and speech. In every way they have been sustained by the faithfulness of God. Indeed, God is good to the Corinthians.
and his grace is evident in who they are and all they do. And this is a great launching point for us, the grace of God. You see, like the Corinthians, we have not earned our place in the church. We have done nothing, as Luther famously stated, I have done nothing, the Word does everything. We have done nothing to be baptized, nothing to be brought to faith, nothing to earn God's favor, nothing to deserve a place at his table. No, we are there. We are here by grace. It is all gift. God has called us to faith. God has brought us into fellowship with his Son. God has made us part of his body. God has made us one church. So then, why are there divisions? Why did the Corinthians despise the grace of God given to them? Why did they forget that they had one Lord, one Savior, one church? It's a good question. But I think we all know the answer, don't we? It's because of that little S word. You know what I'm talking about. Sin. Sin had so corrupted their lives, their existence, their world, their church. It had taken their eyes off of his cross and focused it on themselves, their preferences, their pride, their power. Forget my neighbor. I have to look out for me and my interests. And it is precisely at that time that Paul refocuses them with his question. Is Christ divided? One Lord, one Savior, one church. And so it was from this perspective that Paul makes his plea. I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree and that there be no divisions among you. You and I know too well that the Corinthian problem is not unique to Corinth. We know too well the divisions in the church today, divisions over worship styles, divisions over authority, even divisions over the things of God. We know these divisions. In fact, we've contributed to these divisions through our words and through our actions. And so the question Paul asks the Corinthians confronts us too. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? The answer is obvious. Only Christ was crucified for us. Only in his name are we baptized. Only in his blood do we find forgiveness. Forgiveness for the words we speak or post against our brother pastor. Yes, forgiveness. Even for our part in causing division. Only in his sacrifice are we reconciled. One Lord, one Savior, one church. Christ did not send me to baptize, Paul insists, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. It is at the cross, dear friends, where we find the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. It is at the cross where we are united together in our common confession, and it is at the cross that we are at peace with God and with one another. No human wisdom, no clever arguments, no eloquent words, only the cross. And when the cross is in focus, when our Savior replaces our self, that is when divisions fade away. For there is no room for pride at the cross. There is no room for factions. There is only Jesus. He carries the weight of our sin and makes us one through his sacrifice. Paul's words to the Corinthians call us back to the truth. Christ is not divided. He is one Lord, one Savior, who has made us one church, one body, united in confession, united in him. And so when divisions and disagreements divide us, when developments distract us from our Redeemer, let us repent and return to our Savior, who alone bore the cross for us. Let us return to him, to the place where he promises to deliver his forgiveness, his life, his salvation. Let us return to the font, to the altar, to the confessional. Let us return to him who unites us in one faith, one Lord, one Savior, one church, today, tomorrow, forever. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Oh, us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people and grant us your peace through all our days. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Gracious God, your Son, Jesus Christ, has reconciled us to you and bids us to live at peace with one another. Bestow every grace and blessing upon our nation, that as a new administration takes office, we may be at peace with one another and learn to rejoice in the manifold blessings that you have showered on us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. And direct our days and our deeds in his peace.
Amen.